Thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaming Mennonite Church. Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania. We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us.
Gaming Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
I want to certainly welcome all of you to our worship service here at Gaiman Church today. As others are gathering in, let's prepare our hearts for worship. Actually, my preparation started early this morning. I was up and out walking and enjoying the morning sunrise. And as I returned to our apartment, the words of a song caught my memory. When morning gilds the sky, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. And then the last verse of that song, it says, be this while life is mine, my canticle divine, may Jesus Christ be praised. And a canticle is simply a song. And so may the song of our life be that Jesus Christ be praised. And then to have a Sunday school lesson that remind us of God speaking to us through creation. It's just very wonderful. Turn to number 5 in the Mennonite hymnal, a song that calls us to worship of the Lord God Almighty, who is holy. And just before I get up, I read the second line of this song that says, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Well, this is morning. I'd like you all to stand if you could, and we'll sing this song together. Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you.
Invite the ushers to come forward to receive this morning's offering. And you'll notice in the bulletin that offerings for this month are for the variety of missionary support that we provide and also for other budget items. Let's ask the Lord to bless this offering this morning. Father, we do thank you for a glorious, beautiful morning you've blessed us with. You know that in your word it says all good gifts come from you. And we thank you for this gift this morning. And I thank you for the opportunity to give back to you what you've given to us. I pray you would bless the gifts being received this morning and also the giver. That you would honor our hearts, our giving, and also to use these gifts mightily in your work through the missionary we support here and around the world. And I just pray your blessing on today as a gift to you and a blessing on this service as we worship you. I pray this in our Savior's name, Jesus. Amen.
Well, special welcome to each one of you this morning. It's good to be together and to worship the Lord. Special welcome to any visitors among us. We hope that you feel welcomed and thanks for joining us. It's a special morning this morning, and to be honest, I wasn't totally sure what was going to happen this morning till maybe 5 minutes before the service or so. Pastor Timothy and his wife Ruth and his daughter Angela are here. They are from Anqing, China, and Joyce is here as an interpreter. Just to give a bit of background, if you're a visitor here, I'm not exactly sure what or how God prompted a lady named Esther Snyder to give a significant portion of her life to go to China to be a light for Jesus there in teaching English. She has done that for many years. She got connected with our church and has invited teams of whoever was willing to go at Christmas time to share about the birth of Christ in her classes. Through that, many people from our congregation have had the opportunity to go to China. Many from other nearby congregations have gone also. Our family had that opportunity in 2014. That was when I met Pastor Timothy. Timothy knows some English, and we kind of look at each other and try to communicate and smile. But if I'm understanding correctly, he is really more of a bishop, an overseer of many churches. He has some connections with what we would refer to as the underground church. He is, I think, mostly involved with what they describe as the registered church. And we are delighted to have him share. And so grateful for Joyce to be here to help in communication. Many of our young people will be going to Guatemala in just a couple weeks, and they will recognize the value of or the struggle and the tool that someone who can speak two languages, the gift that is. So thank you so much. And I think I'll stop talking and pray for you, and then turn it over to the two of you. So, Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for your plans for today. And I thank you for bringing Pastor Timothy, Ruth, Angela, Joyce, and Joyce's daughter also here. Please bless them in their time with us. Bless the communication and whatever you want to share through Pastor Timothy to us. I pray that you would communicate exactly what you want and help us to receive your heart and your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the pastor inviting me to come share today.
这次我代表中国安庆的教会向我们在座的弟兄姐妹表示主里面的问候。
Send my greetings from China, all the registered churches, and to this congregation.
当我走进这座教堂的时候，我感到非常的亲切。
I feel so warm when I first enter into your church.
当我站在圣台上的时候，我既高兴又感到很激动。
When I first come up to the stage, I feel so excited, and I'm very happy to be here.
可以说，我们安静的圣诞堂和我们这座教堂应当是兄弟教会。
Back to my home church, and with the church here, I feel like we are brother churches.
因为我和我的教堂圣诞堂和我们梅诺会有20年的关系了。
I and my church back home and with here have 20 years relationship.
从1996年 我认识门诺会的老师，一直到如今整整20年了。
Okay, since 1996, I know the Mennonite Church,、
yes.
the Mennonite Church Conference.
嗯，Mennonite Church.
I'm sorry, I just met Pastor Tim 5 minutes ago.
嗯
，I had a little disconnected. So, if I'm right, understand him right, the Mennonite Conference Church.Since 1996.
Okay. 和我们这所教堂的我们教友 Esther, 一个叫 Esther 的 Esther 呢在我们安庆大学里面当老师，当英语老师，他到安庆已经整整17年了，因此呢我们和这所教堂的关系也应当是17年的关系了。
Okay, just now, he mentioned about Esther. So I never met Esther, but Esther wasin the college, teach English for 17 years, so that's what he was associated with, Esther. So that's what he's talking about, almost 20 years relationship with the congregation here, for everybody to understand.
So in this 17 years, not only our pastor, but also many other brothers and sisters have come to Anqing.
During the past 17 years, and the church back home and haslearn the Prince of Peace. That's what the message he's talking about, not just quote and unquote peace, but the Prince of Peace, the true peace that's coming from heaven.
当我看到一张又一张熟悉的面孔的时候，我走进这座教堂感到很亲切。
He mentioned about he saw many familiar faces and he just feels so warm welcome. Thank you.
所以说我们的圣诞堂，安庆教会的圣诞堂和我们这座教堂实实在在是兄弟教会。
So he referred back to the church and with your congregation, it's truly a brother church, and you guys promote peace and as well as his church.
本来我们牧师征询我的意见，说今天是我分享10分钟呢，还是整场讲道都是我来讲。我说我说你们牧师什么意见，他说都可以，我就非常不客气说好，今天40分钟全部由我来讲。
So he said, first of all, maybe about 15-10 minutes to share with you today, but now the pastor decided to give him about 45 minutes. So he's going to take the stage.
因为我感到我像走进了我自己的教会一样。
He treats this church like his home church.
好，现在我们开始分享今天的一段圣经。在新约圣经以弗所书二章。
The message today he's going to share is out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
是11节到22节。
It's from 11 to 22, but he's not going to go through everyone here, but he will skip from here and there. I'll just follow him.
为了节省时间，我们挑一些圣经章节来读。
So we will start with verse
12 to 22, 11节到22节，以弗所书第二章。
对，他从he emphasized from verse 11 to 22, so we're going to skip, and now he will start at verse 12. 好了，可以。
好，我们。从12节开始读。那是你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
Remember that all that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope.And without God in the world.
14节，因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
Now we jump to verse 14. For he himself in our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of the hostility.
16节。 既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。
Now we jump to verse 16. And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility.
十七节，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
17. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
你要去十八对吧？
对，十八。
Okay, now go to 18. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
二十对吧？
十九。
十九。
对。
Okay, now go to 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
The last is verse 20.Built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
好，今天我就借着这段圣经来和大家分享一个题目，叫传扬和平的福音。
So the message for him today, he had the title called the message of Prince of Peace.
分三点和大家一同分享。
And he will have three different points.
第一点是圣经。
Number one, talk about the Bible.
第二方面要和大家分享的是圣灵。
Number two, the Holy Spirit.
第三点和大家分享的是传扬和平的福音。
Number three is to preach the message of Prince of Peace.
我们中国的牧师当从国外回到国内的时候，我们大家共同有见证一个话题，就是国外的教会的同工和弟兄姐妹，不管是华人还是国外的弟兄姐妹，都非常关心中国教会的发展。
Okay, he's talking about many overseas Chinese and return back to China, or even some Chinese born in America or overseas. Let's go overseas in general, and they all concerned about the growth of the Chinese church and also the workers in the Chinese church in China.
我一直对这个话题一直在思考。
They always have the topic to talk about the concern of the church growth in China and the workers among the churches.
中国是世界上是一个拥有13亿人口的国家。
There are 1.3 billion people in China.
也是基督徒发展最快的一个国家。
Perhaps it's the fastest growth Christianity country in China, in the world.
中国教会将是21世纪主耶稣基督教会的最大的合唱，这已经成为不可争辩的共识。
I guess China right now is the biggest.Fastest grow Christian country in the world.
中国教会的牧者也认识到自己，我们中国的教会在普世教会当中的位置和责任。
Since the rapid growth, the pastors and the church leaders in China, they all realize they need to.Be more equipped.
中国的教会既然受到全世界的教会这个普遍的关注，我们要自己反省自己，你的责任在哪里？你的担当在哪里？
Since all eyes are on the Chinese church leaders, so they need to really examine themselves what's their responsibility, what they should do.
我们中国的教会的牧者不愿意我们自己的教会总是像一个婴孩一样，只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
So the leaders realize we need to grow. We cannot be always like baby Christians. We need to grow.
因此中国教会的牧者认为我们未来的中国教会应当成为宣教的中国。
They believe they should be the send out churches in the future.
现在我可以告诉大家，现在我们中国教会已经派出了许许多多传教士到其他国家。
Even right now, there are many churches in China send the workers to different nations. Already, it's happening.
许多国外的教会的牧师和同工经常会我们中国教会牧师这么一个问题，中国教会目前到底有多少信徒？
Many pastors from the West ask how many Christians in China really today.
当然海外有说法说有 1.2 个亿，还有说有8000万，还有说5000万等等，说法不一。
There are many numbers like 1.2 billion or a million，
还有5000万
500,000。
但是在这里我要和大家谈一下我自己的认识。我们中国教会牧者呢，我们比较是客观实在的一个说字，应当是在5000万左右。
For his own opinion, he believes 500,000
5000万5000万啊 ，half a million， 不是 ，no， 5000万，5000万60。
I think if I'm understand, I believe it's 500,000.
Fifty million.
Oh, 50 million. I'm sorry.
Math
is not good. Fifty million. Okay, good. Thank you.
我们有4万多个教堂和聚会点。
It's about 40,000 churches.
And meeting points.
Okay, he mentioned about the meeting points. Actually, we call the registered church. You might know in China, we call underground church or registered church. So he's talking about the registered churches. So that's what they call, I guess I will start to use the name meeting points, like he said. You guys okay with that?
我们安庆呢，安庆是一个600多万人口的城市。它包括4个区和8个县，总共是600多万人口。
Where he's from, it's not a big city. The 6 districts, 6个区。
八个县，4个区。
Okay. There are 8 different districts and 4 small towns.
我们总共有600多万人口。
600 million people live in that where he's from.
但是我们有信徒呢，有信徒目前有15万信徒。
About 15,000 Christians. We're talking about where he's from. We're not talking about China in general. I hope I'm not confusing you guys. I try to understand him too.
100 and 50,000.
50, not 15. Okay, 50,000 Christians.
但是我们从1980年开始，我们安庆呢开始有信徒开始聚会。刚开始呢，才有5个人，在1980年圣诞节之前开始正式聚会。
Okay, back to 1980, that's when they first started. The church only has 5 people.
过去的历史我就不想多讲了，大家也都也许听说过，因为中国有一次文化大革命啊，在文化大革命在文革期间呢。有牧师被迫害而死，教堂被关门，安庆也是一样。
A little bit Chinese history, not much. Back to the Cultural Revolution, the many pastors and Christians and get persecuted or even killed. So now he's going to talk about more like today's Christianity, not back in those days.
但从我们安庆来说，我们从5个人开始聚会，发展到今天，我们有15万基督徒。为什么发展这么快
？From 5 people to 50,000, That's a really rapid change. Why?
一直到2003年的时候，我们安信的才有三个半教会。
2003, there are only three different churches.
但其他那都是非法的。
And the rest of them are quote illegal, not registered.
等到2004年的时候，福音的大门在安信突然打开。
2004, suddenly the door was wide open.
我们到目前为止，我们建立了65个教堂和84个聚会点。
There are 65 churches now and 85 meeting points.
为什么这么快？
Why is that fast growing?
对，就是从刚才我们所读的《以弗所书》第二章当中，我找到了答案。
He found the answer from the book of Ephesians we just read.
第一点要和大家分享的圣经。
Talk about the Bible itself.
中国教会的信徒特别热爱圣经。
The Chinese Christians very hungry for the Bible.
特别喜欢读圣经。
They love to read their own Bibles.
目前我们中国教会已经发行圣经超过1亿。
There are more than a billion Bibles has been distributed to the Christians.
圣经从来没有库存，它印多少在中国这30多年一直全部卖光。
I guess the best selling book in China also is Bible. Every time they distribute the Bible, done printing, and then it's all sold out.
说中国教会的信徒非常渴慕圣经话语。
The Christians over there, they're very hungry for the word of God.
这圣经呢告诉我们说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
He quoted the scripture about blessed are those who are hungry.
我们因此我们中国的教会的崇拜仪式和我们美国和其他国家不一样。
The Chinese worship is different from different country or like in America. They're different than here.
也就是我们讲到内容很长。
The preaching time is very long.
对，如果说我们在中国教会任何一个讲台上你只讲20分钟或者20分钟半个小时的话，那信徒对牧师会非常有意见。
Okay, the church service, if they only have 20 minutes or 30 minutes, the people down there, they will not satisfy. They will think the pastor has some problem.
对，信徒呢会说这个牧师不会讲道。
They will think the pastor don't know how to preach.
因此我们必须讲呢40分钟到50分钟必须讲这么长。
So their goal is at least like 45 minutes or even 50 minutes.
如果说在农村教会或者县城教会要讲1小时。
There are two different kinds of churches. He's talking about one is in the rural area, like more like country like here, and the other is in the city.
假如今天我在这里讲1小时的话，大家可能会说 Timothy 赶快下来我们要走了。
So in America, the sermon is 1 hour. Maybe everybody, you're getting ready to go out of here. But in China, they want 1 hour at least.
请放心，我今天不会讲1小时。
Okay, he won't do 1 hour today. Okay, make sure you have lunch time.
40 minutes is okay.
Maybe 40 minutes, he said.
还有当我们中国教会在开培灵会的时候，这也是我们一个聚会的形式。培灵会就是连续3天有一个特别的聚会。
是每个月还是每年？
不是，每年差不多有2次吧。每个教会都会有培灵会。
OK。
培灵会怎么翻译？我搞不清楚。
是连续3天。
对，3天的一种聚会。
就是
培灵会。
是培的。
对，不是培养的培，灵命的灵，培灵会。
OK, sorry. He's talking about in the church.Once a year, they will set a time to just really focus on spiritual growth, like 3 days in a row, and just focus on. It's more like here in my world, say there's some kind of seminar to just focus on God.
在培灵会当中，一个牧师一个上午要讲3个小时。
During the spiritual growth period of time, they speak 3 hours. I mean, the pastor will speak 3 hours in one section.
下午讲三个小时。
Morning 3 hours, afternoon 3 hours.
连续三天。
And 3 days in a row.
但是往往是大家是座无虚席，一个都不会离开。
And they all sit still. They don't want to go. They're very hungry.
前言我到一个教堂去给大家去讲道做培训会。
So last year he went to one of that meeting.
从早上到晚上没有一个人愿意离开。
From the morning to late evening, nobody wanted to leave.
第二天下了大雪的时候但是座无虚席。
第二天
下了大雪。
The following day, it was during the winter time, have a big snowstorm and just hit that area.
一直到晚上没有一个人离开。
And of course, the storm would cause the people to stay in too. Nobody wanted to leave.
所以这说明我们中国教会的信徒特别渴慕神的话语。
So what he tried to say, the Chinese Christians, they are very, very hungry for the word of God.
除了礼拜天，我们每个礼拜当中还有一次查经聚会。
They have Sunday service, and besides that, they also have a Bible study during the weekday.
大家都愿意参加。
Everybody want to come to join.
包括每个礼拜天结束之后 ，Esther 也用英文查经给我们年轻人有一个英文查经。
So the teacher we earlier mentioned about Esther, and she will need the English Bible study for those who can speak English.
所以说，圣经。使我们基督徒在他的话语当中能够成长。
So the word of God really helped the Christian in China to grow.
所以我们经常告诉我们的弟兄姐妹说，我们作为基督徒要在神的话语当中成长。
And they can grow in the word of God. That's why they just want to read the Bible all the time. They study the Bible and just depend on the Bible.
我们要在神的话语当中来行走我们人生的道路。
Just walk in the word of God.
以弗所书上刚才告诉我们说，教会是要建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
Earlier, the book of Ephesians he read talk about the foundation. The word of God is the foundation and the cornerstone.
这个当然是以耶稣基督为房角石。
Yeah, the cornerstone.
但是这个使徒和先知不是指人，而是指他们的宣讲，就是指旧约圣经和新约圣经。
Mentioned about the Ephesians we just read, the apostles and prophets, and it's the foundation here when we talk about when he talk about they read the Bible, not just they don't have anything to rely on it. Like we do have all kinds of preaching, and we can pull the TV, we can pull the radio station. They just depend on the Bible itself.
但是对没有文化的弟兄姐妹怎么办？他们不会查经怎么办？我们现在中国教会又发明了圣经播放器，他们可以像听收音机一样，每天去听圣经，每天再去听讲道。
Okay, for those who have not know how to read the, you know, in China there's so many people they are very uneducated, they don't know how to read, and for those of people who don't know how to read, what can they do? So they just create some kind of audio, in the radio station, 是不是在公众那里？不是那个
是
依法的，
在家里是合法的，
非法合法
是合法的。
Okay, they have invent some kind of legal audio tape they can listen at home, so that's very helpful.
好，即使是我们弟兄姐妹把圣经。有时候弄破了他们也不敢随意去出资这个圣经。
Sometimes, you know, they read the Bible often. The Bible might get tore or tear off somewhere. They won't throw away. They just really tape it and keep it very nice.
他们会把这圣经会保存得好好的。
They keep it very nice. Try it. Really keep it very nice.
所以说中国教会的信徒这个尊重圣经热爱圣经。使得我们教会在不断发展壮大。
So the point is for them is really respect the Bible and hungry for the Bible.
因为圣经呢告诉我们说，神的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。我们有了这个灯，有了这个光，就会使我们能够长足而行。
So he also quoted that the Word of God is the lamp of our feet. And I try to remember what he said. 脚前的灯,
路上的光,
路上的光, okay.
The light of the path.
The light of the path. The lamb of our feet, yeah.
所以说我们就不会迷失方向。
So we won't get lost the direction.
所以说中国教会经历了30多年的发展了，现在还在继续发展。
So over the last 3 decades, and the Chinese church has been changed and it's continued to grow.
第二点和大家分享的是圣灵。
All right, number two, we got to the point two, the Holy Spirit.
刚才。 以弗所书告诉我们说，圣灵工作使我们合而为一。
The book of Ephesians we just read talk about the Holy Spirit.
对，圣灵把我们带到神的面前，成为上帝的儿女。
So the Holy Spirit bring us to the throne of God.
当1980年之后，中国教会的牧师很少很少。
1980, there are not many pastors in China.
许多教堂没有牧师。
Many churches there's no pastors, no shepherds.
因为他们在文革期间被迫害而死。
Some of them died because of persecution.
也没有受过正规神学装备的这些弟兄姐妹。
Most of them are not equipped like with graduate from Bible college or seminaries. They're not in that setting.
爱主的弟兄姐妹就凭着一个单纯爱主的心。 拿着圣经到处去传讲。
So the churches, Christians, they, some of them, they just feel led the burden, and they just, with a simple mind, they just want to read the Bible and start to share with others, kind of like take the leadership role.
虽然他们没有学会怎么讲道，如何讲道，他们没有学过，但是他们就到处去为主做见证，到处去就也给大家去宣读圣经。
Even though they were not chained as a pastor, they just go boldly to share their testimony first to the other people.
这点和我们美国的教会是不一样的。
It's quite different from the American churches.
大家可能说不可理喻，有时候我也不可理解。我们那安庆教会有两个教会，一个教会有牧师，这个牧师读过4年神学。 一间教会就是一位弟兄带领，他只还没小学还没毕业，但是这位弟兄他的教会发展就特别快，每年都要有60多位的信徒，差不多有700-800人。但是这位牧师呢，他说牧养教会只有70-80个人。
Okay, he's talking about the two kinds of churches now. One, some churches have the pastor have graduated from a seminary with 4 years degree, so that church grow. Maybe about 60 people in a year. But then for another kind of church, that person maybe even just graduate from elementary school, very low education. However, and they're very hungry for the Word of God and they study on their own and they grow a lot faster, like even 80 people. It's kind of more people than the one that's really educated. So that's what he's comparing now.
大家可能还不敢相信，在十多年以前，在我们安庆就有一位初中毕业的一位姊妹，她能够带领50多位大学生。There's
another scenario. There's a sister. She only graduated from the middle school, and she can chaperone a church. All those people coming, it's a graduate, like college graduation, graduate people, and she's. The pastors only have like middle school, like 8th grade level, and it's shepherding the people that they all have graduate degree. So you can't believe that.
So 神让我们在经历他的话语，说不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Not by power nor by mind, but by the Holy Spirit.
我是 1983年 接受福音的。
He got saved 1983.
当时那个传道人他才小学三年级，但是他能让我接受耶稣。
The person lead him to Christ, he only have like three, like he only graduated from the third.
小学三年级.
How can I say? A grade school, like elementary school, 3 years. It's very low.
对，我们那一片在农村有几百个人都相信耶稣.
It's in the rural area, and several hundred people just because of that person, and they all become Christian.
从那以后，我再也没有见到那位姊妹了.
Since then, he had never seen the person led him to Christ.
但是因着他的到来，给我们传福音、唱诗、为我们祷告，我们那一片哗，几百人相信耶稣.
So he's talking about when he became a Christian at that time, and that it's a sister, and she only had 3 years education in elementary school level, and just came and lead them to sing and worship God, and then a couple hundred people just come and receive Christ.
所以中国教会发展这么快，我只能说这是圣灵的工作。
The rapid growth of the Christianity in China, and he said it's the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit.
我还可以再讲五分钟吗？
Five more minutes is okay.
好，第三方面和大家分享的是传扬和平的福音。
Okay, the number point three, he's talking about the message of the Prince of Peace.
中国教会经历了30多年的持续发展，肯定有它的内在原因。
Over the past 3 decades, China's Christianity has been growing and changing. There's a reason for it.
除了刚才分享的两个方面之外，第三个原因就是传扬和平的福音。
Besides the two points he pointed out, number one and number two, the Bibles, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, now the Prince of Peace.
这点和我们梅诺会的宗旨精神是一样的，我们就是和平主义者。
When we talk about peace, China always promote harmony, peace. Well, they're not the same like the Bible talk about the Prince of Peace, but there are similarities there. It's attracting them. Everybody wants, quote, peace.
中国是一个饱经战乱的一个国家。 中国有3000多年的历史，但是每一次改朝换代的时候，都经历过了战争。
If you guys know the Chinese history a little bit, it's over the past 3,000 years, China is it's pretty much like always at war with themselves. Every dynasty change and through a war, or with the world, World War II, different things that he's talking about. It's always at war.
尤其是近现代，可以说战争给中国人民带来了巨大的伤害。
War bring a lot of destruction to China.
因此，中国教会，中国人民希望和平，希望这个社会，希望世界和平，社会和谐，家庭和睦。
Because of that history, and most people in China, they're longing for peace. They long for harmony.
所以，当我们在讲台上，当我们在社会上，在宣讲 reconciliation 的时候。 赢得了许许多多人的认同。
他说，he's talking about when we talk about the reconciliation with God and we talk about peace, and it seems like they like to hear that.
保罗说，在以弗所书2:12说，我们传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。So
he quoted Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 12 again, about how Apostle Paul talked about the peace to the foreigners and the aliens. And so the Chinese is really attracted by the message when you talk about peace.
耶稣基督也说，使人和睦的人有福了。He
also called, blessed are the peacemakers.
耶稣也告诉民众说，我留下平安给你们，我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的平安。
So the peace we're talking about not just the world quote and unquote peace, but we're talking about Jesus Christ, Prince of Peace.
当耶稣复活后，门徒在聚会的时候，非常害怕。在耶稣复活之后，他怕罗马人兵临去抓他们。但是当耶稣到他们中间的时候，说了一句他们非常得安慰的话，就是愿你们平安。
So he talked about after the resurrection of Christ, and the Roman soldiers, they're scared. And then Jesus came and tell them, peace be with you.
我们中国文化和我们英语是不同的，关于平安这个词是不一样的。用在我们个人内心的时候，我们叫平安；用在家庭的时候叫和睦；用在这个社会国家之间的叫和平，是不一样的。但是我知道，在英语方面都是同一个字 ，peace。
The Chinese culture, understand the word peace is different in so many ways, but he knows the English is one word, peace. But I would say, he just mentioned about, within the country, they will call peace, but within the home, they will call harmony.
Mm.
And in the Bible, I say the Prince of Peace.
我们在目前我们在讲台上，我们讲的最多的就是和好的信息。
And during the preaching time, the pastors focus on the Prince of Peace, the message of Prince of Peace.
现在许多中国我们中国人心里面非常有焦虑，他个人得不得平安？所以当我们把这个平安的信息传递给他们的时候，他们心灵里面得到的平安。
The many people in China, they have, even though they are very high educated, whatever, and most of them, they don't have peace in their heart. They don't know why, they don't know how to get it, but once they start to preach the message of Prince of Peace, they do feel the peace. That's how it attracted them. He's talking about the church grow, relate to that. So the many people will want to listen to it.
现在中国的家庭和我们美国和欧洲一样，是离婚率越来越高。
The Chinese culture, I have to leave a little background. Back in those days, the divorce rate in China is very low, very, very low. But now, it seems like it's catching up with the U.S. and with the West. And the same, the divorce rate in the family, it's as high as in the West.
因此我们强调，家庭当中，夫妻之间一定要和睦相处。
So now they need to focus on the family, the husband and the wife. They need to live harmony.
当我们个人信耶稣，心里面得到平安，家庭，如果说家庭没有建设好，没有和睦相处的话，我们的教会永远都不会复兴。
So if the family, they don't have the harmony, they don't live in peace, it will affect the church to grow. The people coming, they don't have peace either.
我们向上帝祷告说，主啊，你要复兴我们的教会，就要先从我们复兴我们的家庭开始。
So their prayer is to revive the church, but to revive the family first.
所以现在我们教会当中的夫妻带着孩子去信做礼拜的很多，越来越多。
So because of their prayer for the family, so now many families coming to the church with the child.
教会复兴了才会带来这个给这个社会给这个国家带来和谐带来和平。
So the family is together and the church is growing. The church members growing. And it's bringing to the well-being of the society.
现在我们走到发展到第三步了，我们正在建一所养老院，希望我们教会将来为社会的和谐做出更多的贡献。
So now the church, they have a project to build a nursing home. So they're praying, and the nursing home will bring a lot of contribution to the society. So that's in their prayer right now.
所以在教堂里讲到是针对我们的教友，在社会上建一座养老院是针对那些还没有接受福音的人。
The nursing home is to show the world the people that they don't know Christ yet.And through that, hopefully they will bring some senior people to Christ.
要让教会成为一盏真正的金灯台，照亮周围还没有信主的人。
They want the church as a shining light to the world, not just for the young people, but to the senior citizens.
感谢主的恩典，现在我们每个星期六的时候，都有一大批弟兄姐妹在义工主动到养老院里面去劳动。去义务劳动。
Praise God, every Saturday evening, the many people from his church will go out to the nursing home to visit the people there and to try to share the gospel with them.
说个人平安，家庭和睦，社会和谐，说我们所传扬的福音，在讲台上传递的信息，就是一个和好信息给我们带来的结果。
So the message what they preach about the Prince of Peace and help the family stay together, bring the healthy society together. So that's why the message is really attractive the people and the church is growing so fast.
昨天我住在我们一个弟兄家里，他叫什么名字叫 Daryl 啊，那位弟兄，我住在他家里，还告诉他，他去过安庆三次。我如果说今年你再去的话，你会看到安庆教会有一个巨大的一个变化。
There's a brother here, and he stayed in the home, and he had went to the home church some time ago. So he said, if you go back again, you will see there's a big differences now.
所以说这个社会上有许许多问题和冲突，那么这个社会就始终都需要传递和好的信息。这个因为这个是社会现在变得越来越复杂，越来越败坏，那么在这个时候，在这个罪恶淫乱这种社会当中，这个时代当中，更加需要耶稣基督和好的福音。
At the end time, there's so many evil things around the world, not just in America, in China. It's just so many things happening, and that's why we need the gospel to shine the light on it.
其实传递与神和好的福音，我是深受我们明道会教会影响的。
What he's doing right now, and he's thinking the church here is affecting him and helping him to grow.
看起来好像我们明道会没有直接对我们中国教会，包括对我们安庆教会没有直接很明显的一种帮助、大的影响，但事实上呢，已经深深的影响我们传福音的这种方向。
Maybe you guys didn't recognize how much influence in him. You can't see it. It's behind the scene, but he knows you guys make a huge difference in the Chinese church. They're growing there.
再次呢，我非常感谢摩尔、艾斯特，还有我们的牧师，我们众弟兄姐妹。
He's saying thank you very much for the church supporting him and Esther, and he's talking about those two people before for the Mennonite church to stand the help to him. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
好，今天我和大家分享就到这里，谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
This is Michelle Gockley. 2 weeks ago, I had asked for prayer for staff training for Miracle Mountain Ranch. Miranda called me later that afternoon, slightly panicked, and said, "Mom, they moved me from the barn to be a counselor." So in my conversation with her yesterday, now that it's been 2 weeks, and a letter she sent home, she's asking for prayer that God will move through her. She said, "I can't look at it as what I'm doing. It's what God's going to do through me this summer." Also, because of being a counselor, she's going to be have limited contact other than weekends. So she really enjoys getting snail mail. I have her address along this morning. If anyone's interested, see me and I'll give it to you.
This is Darla. I had gotten permission from my friend Amanda Horst. They've had some struggles in their marriage. Her husband had gone to a rehab place for a while and came out, and he was doing pretty good. And as I was, to course the conversation with her last night, it is not going well at all. He is no longer living with her, and as far as we're aware, that there is maybe some other women in the picture now. And she was just asking us to really pray for her. They have two children, and she's like, "You know, I feel like giving up, but I have my two boys that I need to." So she asked if I could share it with our prayer chain, and we can pray for her. Her name's Amanda.
Hi, this is Steve. My mother sent an email that things are going well following her surgery. She feels like she's recovering well, and she wanted to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers for her.
Thank you for arranging Pastor Timothy to be here. It's a really challenging message and helps to connect us with the work in China.
You're welcome. I think it was God arranging it. But
this is Debbie. Esther is traveling to the U.S. this week. On Wednesday, she's to arrive. So pray for her summer, that it would be a good, refreshing time. And it is good to have this connection with Pastor Timothy here today. Also, on the 17th of July, the Chinese students will be coming again for English camp. So pray for that. It's nice to see Angela. She was here the last time.
I just decided to share something with you guys. I know I this is my first time coming, and I am helping American Home Life, based in Lancaster, to do exchange students program. And I normally do the Chinese groups in Harrisburg, and I found all my host families already. However, I have one family, the husband went to the ER, so he had to quit. And then the other family had some other issues and dropped out. So now it put me in the spot. I need two more families. They're coming, the Chinese students coming from July 5 to 11. And if anybody willing to help, and we can do the carpooling. I know we don't want you guys drive to Harrisburg. We have somebody to pick up in Eden Resort. If you guys feel led to do it just for 1 week, and they have stipend, and you can get more information from me. And unfortunately, there's a Japanese group also coming to Lancaster. And if you guys, it's a different week from July 22 to 29. If somebody feel led to bless the Japanese, and it's in Lancaster. So, and please pray for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
As Phil said earlier, the youth trip is coming up to Guatemala. It's next Monday. very early in the morning. We'll leave from here. There's a sign-up sheet out back for prayer partners for each of the people going on the trip. So if you could stop back there, and some of the names don't get a name beside them, we'll be shoulder tapping to make sure that everybody has a prayer partner for their trip. Yes, and you could be praying for the group as a whole also as we experience a different culture and go and bless the people down there and also work with the orphans down in Guatemala.
I'd also encourage you to continue to be in prayer for our calling an associate pastor. This morning would be the final day for nominations. You can either put them in the box or mail them to our Bishop Carl Sensnick. But I encourage you all to be praying about that process. And please stand with me now and we'll have a closing prayer. Lord, we're so grateful for Jesus Christ. Thank you that you are the Prince of Peace and you have made a way for us to be right with you by dying on the cross and rising again, offering us a way to be clean and forgiven. Thank you for the promise and the hope of heaven. Lord, we're grateful for the connect that you came for all peoples, and we're grateful for the connection that we've experienced with people and churches in China. We're thankful for the opportunity this morning for Pastor Timothy to share with us. Lord, we commit these things that were mentioned here. We continue to pray for Miranda. Please bless and use her in the lives of these young people that she's connecting with as a counselor at Miracle Mountain Ranch. Give her strength and encouragement and just work through her. We pray for Darla's friend Amanda. We pray for her marriage. God, as even Pastor Timothy mentioned, that's a goal of their church, to be strengthening the families. And we pray for that here in our area, God, and specifically for Darla's friend. We pray that you would bring restoration to their family, to their marriage. We thank you and praise you that Steve's mom has been doing well. Please continue to bless and encourage her. We thank you for Esther and her commitment to you. Thank you for her trip back to the United States. We pray that her time here would go well, would be refreshing and encouraging to her. Thank you for her example and the way she has connected so many of us. We thank you that Joyce could be here with her daughter and her connection with American Home Life. We pray for their needs for host families. And we pray that you provide the people to serve in that way, God. We think of the English camp that's happening here and whatever needs there are for that. We thank you for Debbie and Daryl and Loretta and others who've been working at planning for the English camp. And we pray for a wonderful time for those young people and a time where they learn about you and grow in you, and that their time in America would be good. We think of our young people, Lord, and we're grateful for this incredible opportunity for many of them to go to Guatemala to see things and experience things that likely they haven't before, to be exposed to poverty and need probably in a way that they haven't before. God, we ask that you would bless them as they go. We pray for safety. We pray for the people that they will connect with, God, that they would bring encouragement, love, the love of Jesus. We just ask for your blessing on that trip, that effort. And as we go from this place, God, help us to walk with you, to remember the foundation of your word, to not neglect it, but to hunger for it. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which has given us the ability beyond us, Lord. Sometimes, as an example with these growing churches, it was in their weakness that you showed up through your Holy Spirit to grow and to strengthen them. Help that to be true in our lives. And Lord, may we be people of God's peace, that others might be attracted to the peace in our hearts, in our lives, in our families, and be drawn to Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being here. Go in peace.